Welcome back to PowerTech TV. And today we have this beautiful R33 GDR that is the memory tester. This car has been around a long time and I've been through a lot of its years with it. In fact, most of them. This is the first, I'm gonna get most of this wrong and then next episode, I'm gonna get the owner on to actually correct me. So this is all off the top of my head. 90% of it's gonna be wrong, but none of it's gonna be bullshit. It's all gonna be factual. We got like a 96, 97, I think, R33 GDR here. Came into Australia in 99 or 2000. It was a very young, low-key car, and we all know who brought it. I'm not even gonna mention his name. You can tell by the color who owns this car, but it's become one of the most iconic and highly developed across the years for different disciplines, R33 GDRs in the country. Sure, there are much more focused drag things out there now. There's much more focused circuit things out there now. But this car, as an absolute all-rounder, was an absolute game changer in its day. I remember it started out, and here's where I'm going to start going wrong, but I do remember most of this stuff. It started out with an Apexy Power FC on it. I was one of the first people in Australia to tune them. That was in the very early 2000s. And we got this thing down. I reckon we used to go to Adelaide International Raceway with a set of Nitto tyres, not to be confused with the engine parts company now, but the Nitto 555s. And we were trying to get it in the RH9s. I think we ran like a 10-second pass or something in it. Then we started to get a little bit more serious. We stripped it out, ran it on race fuel, Avgas, I think, only the best will do, with some bigger injectors, bigger pump, still with the Power FC. I'm just trying to get my head around this. Stripped a bit of weight out of it and put some HKS GDRSs on it, the original part, and I reckon we ran a high to mid 10, which was pretty cool through the stick, and then the gearbox promptly exploded. As happens when you drag race them a bit. And again, I'm missing heaps of stuff here and I'm getting it all wrong, but out of order more than likely. Then we put a OS gearbox. No, went straight to the OS motor when it was stripped out. This thing had the very first OS 3-litre in Australia in it. You might hear other people say they did. This had the very first one, and it was known in the time, back in the day, in High Performance Imports magazine, it was on the cover as a 3-litre streeter. So it was a pretty cool thing. And promptly then just became, for reasons that we'll discuss later, promptly just became a full-time race car. At that stage, I reckon an OS gearbox sequential went into it, which was like trying to crush rocks with a toothpick. It was just a horrific thing to use. So that promptly came out of it. I reckon it went to a Hollinger after that, and we took it, this is how old this car is, to an event at Willowbank called Drag Combat, again, many, many years ago. No, it wasn't. It was a Forks, sorry, it did go to Drag Combat, but it had a rear end, like a drive shaft hub problem. 4.6 and Rotonats in Adelaide, it ran a 9.48 at 104. See, John's going to kill me here. 151, maybe. It was sort of on there or thereabouts because we were mucking around with rev limits and stationary rev limits. And John said to me at the time, "How do I launch it?" I said, "Just foot on the clutch, just hold it flat till it hits a rev limiter." But we were having a braking down problem at that point. So instead of the rev limiter being 8800 or 8900 or wherever it should have been set, I'd moved the rev limiter out the way to 10,000. So John just dialed it up to 10 grand, sidestepped it, ran like a 1.460 foot. It wasn't great, but it was there or thereabouts, and went on to run a 9. And we went up in the finals against another fast Adelaide GDR, best of three. And even though they got the better time on the day, we beat them in the shootout. So John was quite a happy boy. After that, it went through different engine iterations and configurations and all sorts of things. But the OS 3-litre lived on, and it lived on up until only about a year ago or 2 years ago when the block finally cracked, which anyone that knows RBs will know that the block will crack on them. I mean, it was Motec M800 managed and married to it, I suppose. Had Garrett Dash 6 low mounts on it. It was making 400 odd kilowatts at the wheels. Quite a pretty cool thing, but in the block after 20 years, decided to have a crack in it, and we decided to speak to a guy we know really well here in Adelaide, Chris Smith from Crest CNC, and he did us a billet block that no longer uses the head spacer that the OS 3 liter became so sort of well known for. So he made us a one piece 3.2 liter billet block. We've since moved from the Motec M800 management system. We've got a full Nitto rolling assembly in it. Rotating assembly, sorry. That's the rolling assembly. That's the rotating assembly. We've moved to a state-of-the-art Haltech system with six EGTs, Haltech dash, all of the safeties. That the M800 is a beautiful old ECU in its day, but you know, simply didn't have that stuff. We've moved to a big single on it. New Garrett, we'll go through the tech of that in some time. But needless to say, at 40-odd pounds a boost, or just shy of, it makes 1,000 horsepower now at the hubs, which makes it quite a good thing for track days. Obviously, you don't drive it much like that on track days. You drive it in a detuned, you know, flick of a switch, sort of down with the boost kind of thing. And it's cool. This car has a really cool story, a really cool backstory, and it's going to stay in the family forever. If you want to know more about this car and would like to see the owner, John, get on here and correct me for all of the mistakes I just made, and I'm sure pretty much everything I said was out of order or wrong, but the gist is there and that is what it is. Drop us a comment below and click that ding to subscribe, because I think we could have a bit of fun with this car, and we'll show it to you on the dyno, making some power, being calibrated on the new Haltech ECU. So let us know if you want to see more GTR content, because that's something we can do, and I'll show you the crazy four-wheel drive system in it when we get to that point. So look, thanks once more for listening to, or watching, Powertech TV. Being an ex-podcaster, I always said listening. We'll do some more on this. You just got to let us know if that's what you want to see. Thanks.